The Dream. I have been dreaming of a life in the country since I was a teenager. Perhaps it was because I spent my formative years in a tiny village in the Norfolk countryside, surrounded by farms and fields and where bike rides were an almost daily occurrence. I went to a small primary school that could have sat quite comfortably in a Miss Reed novel. I went strawberry picking just like the Larkins in H.E. Bates's The Darling Buds of May, and I was allowed to play out late with friends, making dens in old derelict barns. When I look back at those childhood days, it seems that I've been trying to recapture them ever since. We moved away from that village when I was about 9, and although we had a beautiful house with a good-sized garden, it was on a very busy road. The next house was on a main road too, and I would frequently escape on my bicycle, spending hours exploring the country lanes nearby. I remember reading two very influential books around this time. One was called It's Different in the Country by Liz Potter, and told of life on a farm on Bodmin Moor. It was full of funny stories about the farm animals, including a very naughty goat called Topper, who was always climbing onto the farmhouse roof. I adored it, and I dreamed of living deep in the heart of the countryside and being surrounded by animals. Then there was Hovel in the Hills by Elizabeth West, about a couple who turned to self-sufficiency in rural Wales. Again, I pictured myself in some rambling old cottage in the middle of nowhere, eating what I'd grown myself and coping with whatever the seasons could fling at me. By the time I went away to university, I'd become obsessed with Scotland. There seemed to be something so romantic about the north, and I wanted to get as far north as possible. My father's family have Scottish roots. There's a clan with its own tartan and a Latin motto, and I remember having a map of Scotland on my wall when I was a student. I would spend hours poring over the romantic-sounding islands. Iona, Jura, Islay, Lismore, any one of those could be my home, I thought. And I spent many a happy hour dreaming of my Ring of Bright Water cottage. I wouldn't even need electricity or heating, I thought, just as long as I had an otter to keep me company. But life has a way of steering you elsewhere, and the closest to Scotland I ever got was Carlisle, and then I headed south to North Yorkshire. And south again to London.